بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we spoke about the issue of niyya, intention, yesterday, and I mentioned for you the statement of Imam al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi in Riyadu Salihin, where he mentioned niyat and he said, al-izharu niyya fi kulli a'mal wa fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. Now the izhar of the niyya, the clarity of the intention, the expression of the intention, the awareness of the intention, fi kulli a'mal wa fi kulli aqwal, is easy to understand. To have this intention awareness in all our actions and all our speech, this is easy to understand, that we must not do anything and not say anything unless we are clear about why we are saying it. And the only reason to say or do something is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we, before we say anything and before we do anything, the action, the intended action must be weighed and must be assessed to see whether it pleases or is likely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. And then we say it and we do it only if we are sure that this pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Imam an-Nawawi says, وَفِي كُلِّ أَحْوَال, then what is this niyya with regard to the halat, with regard to the conditions that we find ourselves in? Because you might say, and it would be correct, that the conditions we find ourselves in are not of, or at least not always of our own making. For example, there is a global economic downturn. What do? You didn't make it happen. It happened. Markets fall. Jobs are lost. Your business goes down. Similarly, you might have some health issues. You didn't bring that about. It happens. There might be some accident, there might be something. Similarly, the other side, which is good things. I won't say you hit the jackpot in a lottery, because that is not halal. But the equivalent of that, which is that, you know, maybe you had some shares in some company or something that hits the ceiling, and suddenly you make a lot of money. Or some old property that was lying somewhere and which was, you know, useless. You develop that property and somebody comes and offers to buy it and so on. And so you come into a lot of money. You might get prominence politically. You might get prominence in your society, in your community. So both sides are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sharri wa khairi fitna. Allah said, test in both, in through difficulty as well as through plenty. So, what do you do in that situation? What is the issue of niyat in that situation? The issue of niyat in that situation is rida bil khada, is to be pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُثِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah said, surely and truly and verily, we will test you with jua, with khawf, with fear, with jua, with hunger, and with loss and difficulties and trials and tribulations in your wealth, وَأَنْفُسْ, in yourself, وَأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and in your children and families. So Allah has promised to test. Now all of these refer to conditions. This is not your doing, this is not your action. This is all condition. Allah said, I will test you with this, I will test you with fear, I will test you with hunger, I will test you with political instability, I will test you with insecurity, I will test you with all kinds of things. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Now this is where Allah is talking about conditions have come. Whatever the condition, good condition, bad condition. What is your action? What is your approach? What is your demeanor? What is your, how do you meet that condition? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah said, Bashara, good news, glad tidings for the people who have sabr. Who are the people who have sabr? Who make the most effort, who do the best, and then they are pleased with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah described, who are they? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah said, these are the people who, when the musibat comes, when the difficulty comes, they say, we are from Allah and we return to Allah. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them and said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who, on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His salam. Who are the people? Some difficulty comes. The person says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah said, Allah sends salam on that person. If somebody asks this question, you know, alhamdulillah, we are not put to these tests. But if somebody says, what will you give for Allah's salam on you? And that also is not somebody's imagination. There should be some guarantee for the salam. Allah is actually sending the salam. How do I know this? Somebody, there has to be some proof, no? So if I tell you that I can tell you, what will you give for Allah to send salam on you, and that Allah is sending salam on you, there is evidence, there is proof, incontrovertible evidence. What will you give for that? What will anyone with any iman, what will he say? He will say, take everything. Take everything. Every single thing that I own. Take it for one salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on me. Because what is the meaning of Allah's salam on you? The thing, that's why we must reflect on the Quran. What is the meaning of Allah's salam? If Allah has sent salam on you, can you go to Jahannam? How will you go? Which person on whom Allah has sent salam, how can he be in Jahannam? Tell me. Somebody on whom Allah has sent salam, he makes dua, will this dua be accepted or no? So what is this value of Allah's salam on you? It's not possible for us to understand. I'm saying even the basic minimum thing which I'm saying. For this alone, you will say, take everything, I don't care. Just one salam. Only thing is, there must be guarantee, Allah has sent salam on me. What is the proof? This is the proof. Allah is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. I didn't say this. These are not my words. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, these are the people on whom their Rabb has sent salam. وَرَحْمَ. What, huh? what is the meaning of rahma? مَغْفِرَتْ. What is the meaning of rahma? مَغْفِرَتْ. Allah is forgives them. وَرَحْمَ. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And verily these are the people who are rightly guided. I'm not saying it, somebody else is not saying it. Allah has said this. Who knows whether somebody is guided or not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because hidayat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these people? Who, when the conditions come on them, they maintain that equilibrium. They maintain that decorum, they maintain that stability of rida bil khada. They said, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. They don't cry and weep and scream and complain and no, Alhamdulillah. No complaining, no moaning and groaning. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Whatever is the situation. Rasulullah would come home, he would say, is there any food to eat? They say, no. You said, I'm fasting today, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? When there is food, you eat. If there is no food in the house, alhamdulillah, I'm fasting today. Did he complain? Did he say, oh, how is it? There is no food. I'm saying, seriously, this is like a challenge to somebody. Find me one word, one single word, not even a sentence. Find me one single word in the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ where he complained about anything. Today, complaining has become a norm for us. If it is cold, we complain. If it is hot, we complain. If it rains, it complains. If it doesn't rain, we complain. There are mangoes, we complain. No mangoes, we complain. Just think about it. This masjid, this little bit of a masjid. Because of this masjid, he gives adhan every day. So he gets the sawab, alhamdulillah, he gets the sawab of all the people who come to pray, sawab goes, because he's the muazzin, he called them. He's giving salah for adhan for Juma. All the people coming for Juma, sawab goes to him. He comes from somewhere to lead salah when I'm not here. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Now, if this masjid was not there, ye toh nahi hota tha. Hai nahi? You would have gone and prayed somewhere there. I'm not saying that. But this you would not have got. Now think about this. Whatever happens to this masjid, where it is, and may Allah protect it, and may Allah keep it, and may Allah make good things happen from it. But my point is, on the day of judgment, when we are standing and looking at our amal, wallahi, by Allah, every one of this you are going to see there.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Everything has to come. This is alhamdulillah. Minallahi ta'ala, Allah has given. This is ni'mat min Allah ta'ala. We have to be very, very grateful. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil. Allah gave me the opportunity to call the adhan in the masjid. Whether anyone comes or doesn't, that's not my issue. I am supposed to call the adhan, I call the adhan. And alhamdulillah, literally, may Allah bless you all. I mean, you can set your clock by this. His car comes, then Hafiz bhai gives the adhan. And he wants to give the adhan, but he gives the adhan. Alhamdulillah, for both of them, they both get the adhan. Rasulullah said there are four kinds of people. I'm not simply making statements, I'm giving you dalail. Nabi Sallallahu said there are four kinds of people. Two will go to Jannah, two will go to Jahannam. He said, Rasulullah, who are they? He said, one is a man to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wealth and position and power and authority and everything, and he uses it for the benefit of people and to please Allah. He will go to Jannah. He said, another person who will go to Jannah is somebody who Allah did not give wealth, who did not give him power, authority and so on. But when he saw the one who had this wealth and power and authority, he would always say, if I had, I would have done this. I wish Allah had given me. If Allah had given me, I would have spent in the path of Allah. I would have done this work. I would have helped people. I would have benefited people. Both will go into Jannah. One by doing, one by only wishing. Similarly, he said, there are two who will go to Jannah. One, who Allah gave wealth and power and so on, and he used it in haram. And he used it in causing difficulties for people and causing problems and so on and so forth and displeasing Allah, he will go to Jahannam. He says, the second one who will go to Jahannam is one who Allah did not give him anything. He did not have wealth and power and so on, but he used to look at them and say, oh, I wish I had things like this. Like people who saw Qarun, they said, we wish Allah had given us like Qarun. That's in the Quran. So this fellow who had nothing, he will go to Jahannam, even though, because this is what he wished to have. So don't worry about it, whether somebody comes. Your job is to call the alhamdulillah, you call the adhan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent some people who you can see, and Allah sent others you cannot see. It's not that, it's not 10 people praying. This whole masjid, this is the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malaika search for the places and for the groups who are engaged in the zikr of Allah. Which is a bigger zikr of Allah than the salah? There is no other zikr of Allah which is bigger than the salah. So when the salah is happening in a masjid, please don't think that, oh, but you see, there are only so that. Sure, masjid must be filled with people. We want that to happen. But whether it is one person, 10 people, 50 people or whatever behind the imam, the rest of the masjid is filled with malaika. And they are tabakan ala tabakan, one layer over layer until the first heaven. They are all praying. Especially Salatul Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Suratul Isra, Allah said, this recitation is witnessed. That's the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite longer in Salatul Fajr than other salawat. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
We always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us what He has granted us, and we try to take the best advantage of that, make full use of it, don't complain. Whatever the situation, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Make a conscious niyyah that not one single word of complaint about anything will go from my tongue. Food is good, not good, condition, whatever it is. Do not complain. You can change it, no problem. I'm not saying don't change it. By all means, please take action, change it, make it better. But do not complain. Somebody says, how is it? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil. How are you feeling? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil. Saying that itself is dhikr. Saying that will grow trees for you in Jannah. It will please Allah. And Alhamdulillah, may Allah make us among them, those who on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His salam and His rahmah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.